From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, February 14th. Coming up, we'll have the first of a two-part conversation with University of Illinois Chancellor Robert Jones. He'll discuss the university's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and more coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg praised Bloomington Normal during a weekend visit for standing at the forefront of the emerging electric vehicle industry. Buttigieg toured Heartland Community College's EV worker training site just a few miles from automaker Rivian's EV manufacturing plant.
We believe that there is a strong policy role to make sure that the EV revolution happens quickly enough to beat climate change, that it happens on equitable terms and benefits every American, and that it is a made-in-America electric vehicle revolution. And you see all of those goals at play in what's going on right here in the Bloomington Normal area.
Illinois is eligible to get nearly $150 million for EV charging infrastructure over 5 years as part of the federal infrastructure law. Poultry producers across the Midwest are on high alert. That's after avian influenza was detected in a commercial turkey flock in Indiana last week. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports.
The strain of the bird flu detected in the turkeys is highly pathogenic, meaning it's highly contagious and deadly. The herd of 30,000 turkeys was culled to prevent further spread. Carol Cardona is an expert in avian health at the University of Minnesota. She says when a farm gets hit with the bird flu, it can be emotionally and financially devastating.
Poultry production is a cornerstone of the economies of many rural towns. So, yeah, we got to protect them all.
She says it's likely the virus came from a wild bird and that poultry producers across the country should take precautions to avoid attracting wild birds. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
County health officials reported on Friday that two more Champaign County residents have died due to COVID-19. Both were men, one in his 50s and one in his 80s. A total of 273 Champaign County residents have died due to the virus, seven of those in the past week. Health officials reported 259 new COVID-19 cases in Champaign County over the weekend. The number of active cases fell to just below 700, about 100 fewer than this time last week. The Illinois men's basketball team stayed in first place in the Big Ten with a 73-66 win over Northwestern yesterday in Champaign. The Illini led by as many as 18 points in the second half before holding off a comeback from the Wildcats. Still to come, the first in a two-part conversation with University of Illinois Chancellor Robert Jones. He talks with our news director, Reginald Hardwick, coming up next on 217 Today.
This is Erica Scalise, and I'm the engagement producer at The 21st Show. What issues happening in Illinois matter most to you? Join The 21st Texting Club and add to our weekly conversation. To subscribe to the group, text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. See you there.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. For more than 5 years, Dr. Robert Jones has served as Chancellor of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He's a native of Georgia, a parent, and a grandparent. He's earned multiple advanced degrees in crop physiology, and he was a member of a Grammy Award-winning vocal ensemble. Recently, Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick sat down with Jones for a wide-ranging interview. They started with the spring semester and whether a week of remote learning as a COVID-19 mitigation strategy was enough.
It was enough time, and it was the reason we made that decision to delay for the first 4 days of instruction after Martin Luther King Day was to give us that opportunity to get all of our students and our faculty and staff back on campus and to deliver at least one negative COVID-19 result before classes started last Monday. And so I think that worked out great for us because otherwise we were greatly concerned. If you got to remember, you're talking about a campus environment of more than 50,000 students and about 11,000 or so faculty or staff. And yeah, we have this enormous COVID-19 test, but you can only do so many tests per day. And we know sometimes people wait until the last minute to come back to get tested. And so we wanted to preclude that by having a longer ramp period for folks to deliver their first negative test. And the other reason for doing it, frankly, was that with the new CDC guidelines about a 5-day quarantine isolation period, it provided enough time for if someone did test positive, they could isolate or quarantine and then hopefully would minimize the amount of time that they would miss.
This is a time when many parents, maybe around the state, are deciding whether their soon-to-be first-year students should go to the U of I in the fall. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you tell those parents about COVID precautions and being safe on campus?
Well, I take great pride in saying that, you know, relative to our peers and most places we know, we have the most effective COVID-19 mitigation ecosystem of any place in the country, and I would go so far as to say any place in the world. Again, it's been data-driven. It's been driven by the best information we can get from all those critical external experts and our own experts. And it accredited, and you combine that with this best-in-class saliva-based COVID-19 testing ecosystem that not only gives you a quick and timely response to whether or not you're COVID positive or negative. And, you know, last year we tested everybody twice a week, and we created this digital app, Safer Illinois app, that provided a notification system, kind of a passport, if you will, and hired ambassadors to check your status, whether you were granted access to the building or not. And so when you put all that in place and you roll that forward, you know, another year, 1 year, 9 months, 12 months later, and we have this new variant thrown at us, those basic tools and that basic data-driven strategy that we created back in 2020 and kept us well through 2021 is very much played a role in keeping this community safe now. And to add to that, those elements, we did ultimately require / mandate vaccinations. And we're very, very proud that if you're looking at our undergraduate student population, about 95% of them are vaccinated. Almost 97% of our graduate students, 92% of our faculty. And that is critically important because notwithstanding of some different opinion, you're better off in the middle with this Omicron variant if you're vaccinated and better off still if you're boosted. And we have to remind people that a lot of the hospitalizations, 60 to 70%, most of it, the people that are hospitalized and most of the death are among the unvaccinated people. And so you add all of that in, I think, regarding what we've created, the data that we use to keep people safe, the mandates, if you will, that we put in place were not done haphazardly. It was driven by data. And so we think we have even more evidence that the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is probably the safest place to be in the state of Illinois, if not the safest place to be in the country and in the world. And so parents should have, we've heard this from parents as well, a great deal of satisfaction and great deal of support for the ecosystem that we've created.
University of Illinois Board of Trustees recently approved a 2% increase in tuition and fees for the 2022-23 school year. Base tuition for in-state students will now be $12,474. Is it still affordable to go to school here at U of I?
Oh, very much so, and I can't emphasize enough. One of the platforms of my administration since I came here 5.5 years ago was access and affordability. And we want to continue to build on the historic commitment of this university to provide an amazing education at an affordable price. And I remind you that for 6 out of the last 7 years, we have not had a tuition increase at this university. And the tuition increase that was passed and was supposed to have been implemented in 2020, technically was implemented, but the students didn't pay for it. The administration put forward to the Board of Trustees that we would have to cover those costs, primarily because of COVID-19. And so, and I remind you that the way that the state has structured tuition increases, if you are part of the cohort that's getting a tuition increase, like the one that was just passed, won't be implemented until the fall. That commitment stays with that student group for the four years of matriculation at this university. So it's not spread across all groups. And so The students that were supposed to pay full tuition in 2020 didn't actually start paying until 2021. And that will be their rate for the remaining 3 years of their tenure. And the ones that have been will be coming in the fall will be paying this $12,474 for 4 years. So it's not an across-the-board increase to what you see at most universities.
That was University of Illinois Chancellor Robert Jones speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick. Tomorrow morning, Jones talks about the future of agriculture and shares thoughts about efforts in some states to limit education on racism. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny today with a high of 30 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Ryan Denham, Dana Cronin, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.